Hello Scorpio, it's Russell here with your stars for week beginning Saturday, September the 10th, and the whole week ahead. Always a danger when Saturn squares Neptune, yet again it's a recurrence because of the state of the planets. But this time you do need to really, really get under the skin of a financial situation. You mustn't just think everything is fine and dandy when it's not. I need you to look into your money matters with a fine-tooth comb and don't be fooled by anything other than the black and white of a situation. Here's your Sunday stars. Venus squares your ruling planet Pluto, and there's always a difficulty with Venus and Pluto. It's about control, it's about dominating, and it's about somebody who wants to be more powerful than the other person, but they use foul means rather than fair. If this is you connected to somebody else, then be careful. What comes around goes around. And if someone's trying it on you, remember the saying, don't kid a kidder. Here's your Monday stars. Lots going on, and it's in the sign of Virgo. This is actually quite good if you're thinking of the future and long-term objectives. But what it's not good for is deciding and committing and writing everything in stone. Because there needs to be tweaks and changes to come. And that's why you need to be very aware of that today. Lots of good things can happen, but not quite yet. Here's your Tuesday stars. Well, the sun's going to square Mars, your ruling planet, and Mars is stuck in your house of money. Yet more confirmation from the planets that your weakest link at the moment is to do with cash and money, earnings, salaries, investment, and all of those things. And that is why you mustn't ride roughshod over any advice or anything to do with cash and money. No, you need to have your hands fully on the reins, and you need to have the whip hand. Here's your Wednesday stars. Brilliant aspect between Mars and Uranus. This is just what you need. It's like taking a brand new approach to an old problem when it comes to cash and money and your personal economy. Maybe a new unorthodox way of dealing with cash and finance is the way to go. In fact, the more you can come up with something that's completely different to whatever way you've been dealing with things, the more advantageous and profitable it will be. Here's your Thursday stars. Well, we're building up to a full moon in Pisces tomorrow, but there is a square to Saturn today. Back to the money, I'm afraid. This, as I said earlier in the week, is your Achilles heel. Which is why that you must keep money in reserve. You must be conservative and cautious. You must be responsible and reliable, because the only person in the end who's going to be held accountable for cash, well, the buck will stop with you. Here's your Friday stars. Full moon in Pisces, so over the next couple of weeks, you are in a fab position now when it comes to love and romance and other such things. It's a full moon, so therefore it's always this having to clear things out, having to make changes, and the changes come from something that hasn't worked out. So if you've been at the back end of the pantomime horse when it comes to love, it's now time to change costume and maybe connect with somebody else who can be your front end.
This is Russell Grant. Thanks so much for calling. Please call again next week when I'll have some more intriguing insights to share with you, for you.